I drove to Oxford this morning to pick up some printing materials and drove back. Drove in the drizzly, cold weather, foggy. The headlights on the other cars were hard to see, so I had to be very careful. And as I drove, it gave me a chance to reflect on a lot of things. It gave me a chance to assess my feelings for today and to face them with reality and to admit that today is not the most exuberant day in my life. It's like a lot of other days. It's drizzly and it's rainy and it's rather foggy. But that's my day. And it's a day to which I have committed my life to live it, to accept it, and to be a part of it as God lives in me. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Today, December the 1st, 1977, I don't know what this day is to you, but it's here, for better or for worse. Scientifically, this is the 1 trillionth, 95th billionth day in which the Earth has rotated on its axis, give or take a few days, you know. It's the 3 billionth, or the Earth is in its 3 billionth revolution around the sun, give or take one or two. It's the 1,977th year of our Lord, give or take one or two, depending on how you calculate that. It's the 202nd year of the independence of the United States. I think that's pretty accurate. It's today, December the 1st, today. All of the other things are rather prologue to today. The past is the past. The future hasn't been created yet, but today is here. With that rain and drizzle outside, and whatever feelings you have in your heart and in your mind, today is today. You may have a paper that's way overdue. You may be facing the agony of a test next hour or in the afternoon. It's here. You may have a joy that is leaping within your heart, but you may have a sorrow and an agony that causes tears to flow. But this is today, and we have the opportunity to receive it and to share it with each other. We are the company of the committed, for better or for worse. We are the Lord's people. We are a community of faith, committed to a lifestyle, to a reverence for life, to a response to God's creation that is unique. And it's a chance today to celebrate that, to look at it, to receive it. And that's what I want us to do. I reflected a few days ago that over my lifespan, that a lot of things have happened to me for which I'm very grateful. Things that have made an indelible impression on my own life, and they live with me, not always right on the surface, but they come bubbling up from time to time. And I try to receive those remembrances, those impressions, and thank God that my life has been built by another person's influence on my life, or a song that I sang as a teenager and as a child, or a scripture reference that has stuck in my memory that created in me, God created in me at the time, an understanding of what he was about in the world as well as in my life. Now, those things, the song, the experiences of the past, the scripture reference, those are not unique to me, generally. You've had those kind of experiences. You've been a privilege to be a part of the company of the committed for years and years, probably. And you've experienced things like I have. And that's what I want the rest of this period to be, is simply to share with each other by standing wherever you are, by coming to this mic, or anyway, to share with each other some of those impressions that have been important in your life. And I want to invite you to do that today, spontaneously. The rest of the period is pretty well open. Jim is here to lead us in some songs. You have your Bibles, many of you. You have your recollections of things that happened in the past. And we want this simply to flow just like that. It's not a canned program. You're going to can it. You're going to fill the period, the vessel, with your sharing through scripture, a song, or testimony, and let us build the program as we go along. We can make today, through God's grace, a day of celebrating, a day of sharing. I shared with you earlier from Philippians a scripture reference that for a long time has been a part of my feeling and thinking and my experience. And I recall a scripture reference also from Ephesians. And let me share it with you. Then Jim will lead us in a song that he has chosen. And then following that, I simply want to talk back and forth with you. You tell me, or Jim, what song you want to sing. You stand and read a scripture reference, or simply stand and say any word or words that come to your mind that have meant a lot to you over the years. I remember when I was a teenager, a young teenager in sword drills. I was pretty fast. I never won very much, but I was pretty fast. And we worked on this, and I remember one that I had to remember. I had to learn. And it's from the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is an opportunity for you to share whatever's on your heart today. And I just open the floor to any of you to respond.
I just want to say that in about another month, I guess it'll be the 5th of January, 1978, I'll celebrate my 3rd birthday in the Lord. And, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, somebody told me that I'd be here testifying to what the Lord's done in my life. I'd said there's no way I'd be here. And you forgive me because I don't allow to get emotional. I've never been this emotional before. But 3 years ago, in May of 74, the Lord Well, I was in an accident when I was in the service in Belgium. I was in a car accident. And I got out of that accident alive and unhurt. And I crawled out of the car, and I noticed on the bumper sticker that somebody had put a sticker on the car. It said, "I am eternally grateful to Jesus Christ." And I found out later that that car that I was riding in, the former owner was a Christian who had driven people back and forth from a Christian coffee house in Trier, Germany, back and forth to the base where I was stationed in Bitburg, Germany. And so I was riding around in the Christian van, and I didn't even know it. And then about 8 months later, in December 74, about 5 or 6 months after I was involved in this accident, in December of 74, my father died. And to me, that was just a fatal blow, just something that I could not go through. And for about 3 weeks, I agonized over this. I kept telling the Lord, "I don't understand why it happened. Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to go crazy." All these kind of things. And I came home for his funeral, and I went back to Germany. And on the night of December the 4th, 1975, I just completely broke down. I told the Lord, "Lord, you've got to handle it. I'm not going to be able to stand any longer if you don't help me get over this grief that I'm going through." And I just went to bed that night after I had laid my soul before the Lord for the first time in my life. And in one of the most beautiful visions I have ever had, he simply spoke to me, and I feel like he did anyway. And three words out of that vision or that dream that I had still remain with me, and those three words are that he is alive. And for the first time in my life, I realized just what the Lord was trying to tell me. The Lord had been using a brother of mine who had been a Christian for 6 years. For 6 years, his brother had kept telling me every letter he would write, it was, "Jesus Christ is changing my life. You got to accept Jesus. Please accept Jesus." And I was just on the verge of telling the man, "Get out of my life with this Jesus bit. If you don't get out of my life, quit telling me about Jesus. I'm ready to disown you as a brother." But then the Lord just completely changed my life that night. When I went to bed, I was not the same person when I woke up that I was the night before. And the Lord just changed my life, and it's been a wonderful 3 years with the Lord, and I'm looking forward to many more. And something my dad told me I will always remember, he said, "You never know what you really have until you don't have it anymore." And that's so true, because I realize now that I don't have him around to tell me what to do, to give me advice. But I have the Lord Jesus Christ to tell me what to do, to give me advice. I can talk with him in prayer. I can read his word. I can just be in the presence of God wherever I am. I just thank the Lord that 3 years ago, on the 5th of January, 1975, that he changed my life. I just thank God that I could be in this place this morning to tell about it. Because it's only by the grace of God that I'm here. It's nothing I did. But it's what the Lord did for me. And it's what I know the Lord's going to do through me and for me in the future.
Thank you, Tom, for sharing something deep from within your heart today. Rodney?
Thank you, Rodney. Rod talked a few moments ago about the people of God. I counted it a privilege to have been a member of this community here. I will shortly be leaving to go on to farther fields, many thousands of miles away in the opposite direction from the one I come from, onto fields in Asia. And I'd like us to sing a hymn together which has meant a lot to me. I've probably sung this hymn in about a dozen languages. Admittedly, all of these having been European languages, but this is a hymn which was written by a Yorkshire Baptist pastor, and the tune composed by a Swiss person in Wetzikon in Switzerland, just a few miles away from where I lived for about 5 years. And this is hymn number 256. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. This is what I found about a community like this. There are so many kindred minds here. But this is a place not where we just stay, it is a place from which we go out from and minister.
Okay, we have another.
Thank you, Rod. I can't help but be appreciative of being here. I've been a Christian many, many years. I almost hate to count how many, but I had my 44th birthday yesterday. And so I feel like I do have a lot to look back on and be thankful for in accepting Christ as Savior so many years ago. But sometimes I feel that those who accept Christ at an advanced age have an advantage over me. It seemed it took me all those years to really get to know what the presence of God was all about. And really, I don't think I sensed it in a real sense until I stepped into a pulpit on a regular basis this September. I told my two older daughters, who are both about grown now, not too long ago, that if ever there was a doubt in my mind that God was alive and operating in this world, He is alive and real to me as I prepare my sermons, as I stand in the pulpit, and as I minister to that small little congregation down on Sharon Road in Charlotte. And while I may stand and dispute with you at some length the theology of a particular song, I would like for you to join me in singing one verse of it. I'm going to ask Jim to come up and lead us. It's number 448, because I think in that chorus is a message that should ring in our ears moment by moment, day by day, through the rest of our lives, that Jesus Christ is really alive and at work in this world. Number 448.
Thank you, Lloyd. We have time for just one more, and this is the hardest thing I'm going to have to do all day, is to say it's over, we've got to go back to our glorious classes and coffee break and so forth. But Ed, come and share with us something from your heart and mind.
I'd like to thank you for this opportunity, Byard. It's something unusual, and something not unusual for my church. It takes me almost back to Maryland, because our evening worship services at our Baptist church is a lot like this, where people just have a chance to share how good God been to them. And I think sometimes in our studies at seminary, and as pressures begin building at this time of year, as we look toward that glorious day of finals, sometimes it's good to look back and count some of those blessings. One which means a lot to me and made an important impact in my life has been a hymn which I'd like you to sing in a few moments. It's 356. It's written by Mr. Ed Sebo. I had the opportunity to meet him. We have a man in the state of Maryland called Gene Bolin that can do some miracle things, and he got Ed Sebo to come speak to us at our BSU meeting. And if you look at this hymn, and as Ed Sebo said, you got to watch out when you sing it, because you make it sound like a funeral march, and it's far from it. It was written for a special conference on missions in 70. Mr. Sebo wrote the words. It's a very important hymn in the sense that it gives us a drive and a meaning in our lives. And if anything is my promise, and if anything is my hope, is that I can live up to the words of this hymn.
God uses a laser beam. I think that's a pretty good parable. A laser beam focuses very intensely and in a very small space, and I think God's laser beam is focused on today. He has in my own life. And I think I feel His presence coming to me through you, and we share it together. So to share a prayer with us as we go on our way to continue to become and be God's people, the company of the committed. Billy?